Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, do it sports time with John and Milo. I'm Milo and he's John.
Hi, Milo.
Hi, John.
How you doing today, my friend?
Good.
Good to hear. So,
yeah.
It's Thursday night, and we do our shows on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. We want to welcome everyone to the show, the people that have listened to the show before. Maybe you're new to the show. This is a sports talk show. I'm John. I'm Milo's grandpa, and we always talk sports anyway, so we might as well do a podcast. So that's what we do. This show is going live right now. It's online live every Thursday night, but then it goes into a podcast, which is a recorded version of the online show. And you can access it anytime you want to. This is episode 14, and we have 13 shows out there that you can listen to. And all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/John-Darlington, and you can pull up all the shows. The link is on my Facebook page. And I might have to – you know what, Milo, I just didn't think about it, but I probably should – put together a It's Sports Time with John and Milo Facebook page.
Yeah.
Never thought of that. That shouldn't take too long to do. Okay, so what we normally do, we really like to talk football and basketball, and baseball's coming up. So one of the things that's going on right now as we speak is the preparation for the NFL draft. The NFL draft will be on April the 27th through the 29th. That is where the NFL teams will choose the players that are available out of the college pool, and they will be able to pick the ones that they want. I think the first 18 teams are by their record, so if you have the worst record, you get the first pick, and it goes down the road like that. How do teams know if the players are any good? How do the teams know, Milo, if that's a pick that they will fit their team? Well, they have what's called the NFL Combine, and the Combine is a series of workouts by the players themselves. Some of the players don't want to do that. They opt out of the Combine. They don't go. Other players go, and what they do, Milo, is that they – like the quarterbacks will throw, the quarterbacks will run the 40-yard dash. They'll do certain things that usually that can be timed and can be with metrics so that the NFL people can see if they want to invest millions of dollars into these players. So the NFL Combine is going on, started, I think, yesterday. And it's going on the next couple of days. And if you're out there and you're a big NFL freak, you can watch it on NFL Network on cable. And I would imagine it's on NFL.com, so just go ahead and watch that, and you can see the different players. Some of the guys are throwing, some aren't. C.J. Stroud is throwing the ball, so that just shows the strength of your arm. But it all boils down to, from the combines, if you have, let's say you're not high on the list for a team to pick, but you have a really good combine, you run, you know, the 40 really fast, you can deadlift a lot, different things like that, then the teams, then your stock goes up, and people will offer you a lot of money to play on their football team. So that's what's going on right now. The draft will be taking place in April. That's a little bit down the road, about 2 months away. A lot going on there. We'll talk about the Bengals and the Browns, what their picks might be. But I would like to talk a little bit about the NFL draft, and then after we're done with that, when we can talk basketball. So with the first pick of the NFL draft, no, I'm just kidding. They have a lot of things out there, Milo, that you can look at that will predict who teams will take. And you really don't know, but they can trade up. Like, there's talk that the Colts will trade up to the Bears to get their first pick, because the Chicago Bears have the first pick in the draft. The Houston Texans have the second pick, the Cardinals, Baltimore, and Seattle. So I guess you really have to be a sports freak to like this, but I've always followed it. It's probably the most exciting draft, right up there with the NBA. The NBA draft's cool too. I like it, but I've been watching the NFL draft for quite a while. So we're going to go over, Milo, the top five picks, and you let me know what you think of them, okay? So the Chicago Bears have the worst record, and so they get the first pick. Yeah. So you understand how that works. So you really had a bad year, so they think that for you to get up there with the rest of the teams, and you can pick first, and maybe then you'll be a stronger team down the road.
They had a worse record than the Texans?
I'm not sure I can look this up, but they have the first pick. So the Texans have the second pick. Yeah, well, it's either the same or it's close. But for some reason, I would have to say that the Bears do, because they do have the first pick. Who they are predicting that the Bears will take is Alabama's junior quarterback. Do you know his name?
Yes, Bryce Young.
Yep, that's the number one pick. That's what they're saying. Now, they're also saying that the Colts might trade up. So that means that the Colts would say to the Bears, okay, I'm going to give you my first round draft picks for the next 3 years, and you can have a couple cornerbacks and a safety. They just make a deal. And that's what a lot of people think will happen. But right now, it just looks like the Bears will have the first pick unless a deal is made. And they are predicting the first pick will be Bryce Young from Alabama. So the second pick goes to the Texans. Who do you think they're going to pick?
I have them picking.
You have a good idea. I know you know who this person is.
Did you stop?
Yep. He played a quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's a junior. See, both of these guys, Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, could have played their senior year in college ball, but they opted out. And going into the NFL draft, they're in their junior year. I bet Buckeye fans would have wished C.J. would have stayed another year. But that's normally not what happens because he's going to be
quarterback this year.
You mean the Ohio State does?
Yeah, they're going to get a three-time national championship quarterback.
Wow. They always get good quarterbacks, don't they?
Yes. That's how they're always really good.
Yeah, they always get the good quarterbacks. So C.J. Stroud is picked to go to the Texans in the second round. On the third round, we have the Cardinals. They're picking Jalen Carter, who's a defensive lineman from Georgia. And let's see. He's got a little bit of problems going on right now. I don't know if you've heard this. You probably haven't. Let me make sure I got this correct. I think it's Jalen Carter is in trouble with the police leaving the scene of an accident. So he, they're talking about maybe his, yeah, he was in some kind of car crash and the police are investigating it. So he's in a little bit of trouble there and he may not go as high as people are predicting him into the NFL draft, but he probably won't go too far down. I'm not sure if the NFL is going to step in and do anything or not, but he's picked to go third. And one thing that goes with these guys, Milo, is when they get picked in the top five, they're multimillionaires. They'll be rich for the rest of their life, so it means quite a bit to them. So he's a defensive lineman, big dude, and number four for the Colts. If the Colts don't trade up, what's that?
I tell you a fun fact. So I just realized two Georgia Bulldogs players have got arrested. Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett, he got arrested. He's a release, but he's all good.
Yeah, you got to stay out of trouble, man, no matter what. It doesn't make any difference if you're how good you are if you're in jail. So that's a good fun fact there, buddy. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And the Colts are picking quarterback out of Kentucky. I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name. Levis. So it's Levis. Will Levis. They're predicting him as number four. And number five, they're predicting Will Anderson Jr. He plays the edge for Alabama, so that would be the second Alabama guy in the top five. And he's predicted to go to the Seahawks in the first round and the fifth pick. So there's really not a lot of interesting things there, except when you go down to round 10 or 11, Milo, you get Paris Johnson Jr., the big offensive tackle from Ohio State, and he's predicted to go somewhere in the 10 or 11 spot. So,
what about Marvin Jr.?
Yeah, I don't see him anywhere. And that's – yeah, I don't see his name anywhere. So maybe his worth will go up in the draft after the combine, but I really don't know that much about it. I can look that up. Maybe we can talk about that next week. But that's pretty much where we are right now. It's kind of fun to watch what's going on to see how the different teams will pick the players because it has a big impact. We know that we both kind of like the Seahawks, and picking a defensive player is a good idea because that's always what wins ball games in football and in basketball is the defense. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I do too, man. I agree with that. So we've talked football for a while. We're going to take a music break. We're going to come back through a little bit about we'll talk a little bit about the Bengals and the Browns. And then we'll go into the NBA, and then you can tell us all about the Buckeye game Sunday that you went to, which is really exciting. So you're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We appreciate you listening. We're going to be right back after this, and everybody just take care, and we'll be right back after this song.
jungle too. Everybody on the floor now. Jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horns do the thing they do, y'all.
And you're back with this Sports Time with John and Milo. We appreciate you listening. We love to talk sports. We decided we might as well just put it on the radio, so that's what we're doing. That was the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band with Express Yourself. And if you like that kind of music, we play it on Independent Music Showcase on Wednesday nights right here on John Talk Radio. So I have a fun fact, Milo. Are you ready for mine? Okay. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Joe Montana, and he was the quarterback for the 49ers back in the 80s. He won two Super Bowls for the 49ers, and this week they sold his – he has had a jersey that he wore, the same one, buddy, in both Super Bowls. He wore it the first time in their first Super Bowl, I think was 1984 they won, and against the Dolphins, I believe. And then he when they were getting ready to play in the 1988 Super Bowl, his wife packed it in his clothes, the same jersey that he wore in the 1984 game. And when they won that in 1988, his jersey went on sale this week for how much do you think? You tell me. What do you think? Joe Montana's jersey he wore in two Super Bowls went on auction. How much do you think he got for it? Just
$5 million.
Well, not that much. $1,212. $1.212 million for a football jersey. That's a lot of money, dude. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I guess it would be cool. Yeah.
Speaking of money.
Yes?
Speaking of money, my mom's still – Mom, can I send my Amazon copy?
Your mom did what with the Amazon dollars?
No, I asked my mom if I can spend my Amazon card after this show.
Oh, that'd be good. I'm sure she'll. Yeah. Speaking of dollars, Amazon dollars. Okay. So we're going to finish up the NFL draft part. You never know, but what they're saying, Milo, is that the Cincinnati Bengals – their first draft projection would be Darnell Washington, a tight end out of Georgia. We talked about Georgia already, a lot of players. So Darnell Washington would be a good, a big guy, a tight end for the Bengals. I think that's a good pick for them. They picked 28th in the round, first round. The Bengals get 7 total picks in the draft. The Browns are, they don't pick in the first round because they made a deal with somebody. I can't remember what it was. But they go down to the second round and they pick. Oh, it was for Watson, their quarterback. They gave up a first round pick. Deshaun Watson. So they don't get a pick in the first round, but in the second round, they get the 42nd pick of the second round, and they get 8 total picks. And this is good stuff if you're a football nerd. If you're not, you're thinking, what? Who cares? But we like it. So the 43rd pick in the first round would go to the Brownies, and they're picking – the projection is that they'll get Mike Morris, who plays the edge for the University of Michigan. So there you go, man. We're on top of this. We've got this all figured out. So a lot of people are probably thinking, I don't know who's going to pick what. Well, we know. We've got it figured out here. So that's cool. So we need to talk a little bit about the NBA, and then we'll let you talk about the game that you watched Sunday, which is very exciting. So what we do every week, we talk about what's going on in the Eastern Division. The Celtics are out on top, 45 wins, 18 losses. They are doing pretty well. They're 4 games out on top of the 76ers, which stand at 40-21. So that's really – those two teams will make the playoffs, but they're pretty close in their winning percentages right now. They're both in the Atlantic Division. You go down to the Central Division, you've got the Milwaukee Bucks that are playing really good. They're 45-17. And they are 7.5 games ahead of the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are at 39-26, which is good for them, but I'd like to see them break into that 40 and stay there and go a little higher than they are right now. They've lost 4 of their last 5 games, which is not good. But they do have a nice little substantial lead over the Bulls, which are 16.5 games out. So then you go down to the Miami Heat. They are 33-30 in the Southeast Division, and they are 1.5 games over the Hawks, which stand at an even 31-31. What do you think of that, buddy? Anything to say about that?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's go over to – okay.
I'm going to give you teams, and you have to say who's going to win for these four NBA teams that are playing. Raptors and Wizards.
Raptors.
Okay. I have the Raptors winning.
Okay.
The 76ers or Mavericks?
Oh, that's a good one. 76ers.
I have the Mavericks.
Okay.
Pacers. In Spurs.
Spurs.
Are you sure? They're 15-47.
Yeah, they're not very good. I'm going to go with the Spurs.
I'm going with Pacers. Now for the big game tonight. Clippers at Warriors. Who do you have winning?
The Clippers.
I have the Warriors.
Yeah. If I can get Grandma to not watch NCIS reruns, we might be able to watch some of it. She's not listening, so I could talk about her. She's probably listening. Anyway, yeah, those are good games, man. Those are good ones. We're getting into the second part of the season. It means a little bit more. The teams play a little harder. Yeah, I like that. So that's a good thing, man, to have those – games out there like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I don't think we covered the Western Division yet. The Denver Nuggets are 44-19 at first place in the Northwest Division, with the Timberwolves at 32-32. The Sacramento Kings at 36-25. They're three games ahead of the Phoenix Suns. A lot of people are talking about the Suns picking up Garnett. The Grizzlies are at 38 and 23. They are 7 games in first over the Mavericks. So that's where we stand with the NBA. Let's have Milo tell us about your adventure going to see the Ohio State University men's basketball team play the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Tell us about that.
Fun to go to was my second Ohio State Men's Association basketball team. They won 72-60. Plot twist! And I was so hyped, and everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. I don't care. So when the Buckeyes airball, there was a little eye of Finding a Lion Eye fan, and they were like, airball, when we missed. So when they lost, I went, airball, who you airball, airball, who you airball, airball. And then I got to go down to the court and shoot 2 layups, but missed both of them.
Man, you got to go down on the court?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. For people that don't know, the Buckeyes had lost 9 in a row. And
no.
That was their – was until that, they've won 2 in a row, but they had lost 9 in a row up to that game. When they beat Illinois, that was their first win in 10 games. So that was a big deal for Ohio State fans. And it looked like the crowd was really into it, Milo. It looks like people were really excited about the game. Is that what you got?
Yes. Yes, that's what I got.
A lot of the people were shouting and yelling. And it's exciting that when the Buckeyes are playing well, they've just had a rough season. Who did you think had the best game for the Buckeyes?
Oh, it's the point guard. What's his name?
Bruce Thornton?
Yes, he had the best game.
Yeah. You know who I think's playing good? Felix Okpara.
Oh, yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's 6'11", so Felix Okpara. I think he's playing really well right now, and the Buckeyes are actually playing good defense, and that's why they beat Illinois, and that's why last night they were able to beat Maryland, which was just a really good game. They had the lead on that game the whole entire time. So go Bucks. The next game for the Ohio State men's basketball team is this Saturday at Michigan State, playing the Spartans at 12 o'clock noon. So tune into that. If you are a Buckeye fan, even if you're not, tune into it. You'll probably hear Milo yelling and screaming. You'll probably hear Grandpa John yelling and screaming. Okay, well, it's a good show so far. We just got a couple things to cover. The MLB, the Major League Baseball, spring training has started. We'll just cover this real quickly. In the National League, the Cincinnati Reds have won 2 and lost 2. That's not too bad. In the American League, for the Reds, that's good. 2-2. For the Cleveland Guardians, they have won 3 and lost 4. I think they played today, if I'm not mistaken. So,
look that up.
Yeah, I have to see what that is, but I don't have it right in front of me. But anyway, that's kind of fun to watch too, because both teams are the Guardians had a great year last year, did well in the playoffs. The Reds had a terrible year, and
they're playing, and it's the top of the ninth. The Guardians are leading 9-6 against the White Sox.
Dude, you can't get any better than this. It's Sports Time with John and Milo. Not only do we talk about a lot of stuff, we have live updates of the games. So we're cutting edge. Okay, so this is probably the most exciting part of the show. It's joke time with John and Milo. Do you have any jokes this time, or do you want me to give another try at it?
I have one joke.
Okay.
One pitcher raises his leg. If one pitcher raises one leg when he's throwing the ball, why? If he raises two, both. If he raises both, he'll likely fall over.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. That was a good one. You gave the joke and the punchline, so that's awesome. Okay, so these are so funny that it's just going to probably not be funny because they're so funny. I had a dream last night, Milo. I was swimming in a sea of orange soda. I had a dream. I was swimming in a sea of orange soda. It was a fantasy.
I was about to say that. I heard it.
Fantasy. I said it. Ha. Yeah, you got. I'll give you that one. One person said the other day to another person, "Hey, there were moose falling from the sky. Did you see that?" One person says to another person, "Hey, there were moose falling from the sky," and the guy said, "No, it was reindeer." It was reindeer. Get it?
Reindeer.
It was reindeer. Okay.
Yeah.
It's joke time with John and Milo. My sister said I could not build a car out of spaghetti. My sister said I could not build a car out of spaghetti. Okay.
Okay.
You should have seen the look on her face when I drove pasta.
That's funny.
Get it? Spaghetti pasta. You should have seen her face when I drove pasta. Okay, buddy. Well, this has been a good show. I really appreciate it. You're awesome, like always. Anything you'd like to say to the crowd out there before we end up today's show?
You're awesome.
And you're awesome. We're all awesome.
Yeah.
That's close. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch you later.
Catch you later.